Pirvos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavama Staf Peiches, a good nerve of Shabbos, and I guess good nerve of Yontif as well, sort of. We are here at the Gemara on Peizayan and Mabez, right? We did the Mishnah yesterday, right? We talked about a case where a woman, Rachmel Atzlan, husband goes on a trip, doesn't come back, she gets to remarry, and then, of course, as all good movies do, right, the husband does come back, so what happens? What happens in that case? We pointed out, if you remember yesterday, that there were two cases in the Mishnah. A little bit unclear in terms of what the scenarios were, but the Gemara is going to comment on that right away, so let's just dive into that and re-explain it again. So the Gemara says, Midikatani Seifa, Nisei Shalobar Shus Mataris Lakserlo, Shalobar Shus Edim Eleba Edim, Shalobar Shus Bezdin Eleba Edim. Right, for the fact that the Seifa says, right, if you remember, the second part of the Mishnah says that if she married, what we said, quote unquote, Shalobar Shus, meaning without permission, what does that mean? So that means without Rishus Bezdin, right, meaning. And with the rishus of Edim, with the permission of Edim, meaning she had two Edim, and it was better than just having one witness, and therefore the permission of Beis Din. So in the case where in the Seifa, where she remarried with the permission of Beis Din, without the permission of Beis Din, and therefore was able, she's able to go back to her first husband. So the Mechad of Bereisha, Bereisha's Beis Din. That implies that the first part of the Mishnah was Bereisha's Beis Din, and what does that mean? Be'ed Echa, that where they needed Bereisha's Beis Din, they needed the permission from Beis Din for her to get remarried in the first place. It must be that there was one witness that came and said that her husband had died on the trip. So Alma, Eid Echa Neman, right? Apparently we see that one witness is believed. How do you know that? I mean, where else do you see that? Tanami, we also see that. That Huchsku Lios Masin, Eid Mipi Eid, Ishim Mipi Isha, Ishim Mipi Eved, Mipi Shifcha, right? We said that a woman can't remarry based on those cases of, usually that's not good enough testimony, usually you need two Eidim. But we do allow testimony based on that type of testimony to allow a woman to remarry. So again, Alma Eid Echa Mehemet, apparently we see the one witness is believed. We also learned that Eid Echad Omer Achal Techelev Hu Omer Lo Achalti Potter, that if one witness says, you just ate chelev, chelev is usher fats that a person's not allowed to eat, sometimes that looks, usually that looks like mutter fats. And so if Aid walks by the table and says, hey buddy, that's chelev, and he says, nope, no, it's not chelev, so Potter, he doesn't have to bring the korban chatas. Time of the amar lo achalti. Seemingly, the reason is because the guy said, no, it's not true, and said he didn't eat chelev. Ha ishtuk, but if he would have been quiet, so then Mehemen, the implication would be that we would believe the one witness, Alma Eidechem Mehemen. Apparently, you see that one witness is, in fact, believed. So the Gemara says, derisa minalan. So we have these three cases, we have these three Mishnayos. Apparently, you have a halacha of Eid Echad Neman, and Eid, one witness is believed, right? Obviously, we have a lot of halachos in Eid and Kashrus about that, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim, the Gemara has elsewhere. So the Gemara wants to know, why do we believe Eid Echad, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim? I mean, obviously, in terms of monetary, right, establishing a monetary halacha or a monetary truth in Beis Din, we need two Eidim. That's for sure, that's a straight up pasuk. But the question is, where do we see that Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim? For example, you go to a restaurant and the mashgiach says everything here is kosher. You go to a friend's house, how do you know? He says everything here is kosher. How do you know that B'Yisurim, when we're dealing with halachas of mutter and asur mutter, you're allowed to believe one witness, like the cases that we just brought in the Mishnah. So, I mean, the Raisa Midalan, how do you know it's true? The Tanya is one that arises. So we're going to bring up a bunch of possibilities. We're not going to like that so much, but all right, let's get into it. Oh, Hudai love chata. So, if the person knows that he did a sin, then he has to bring him over to chata. The pasuk says, "Below shayu diyu acherim," meaning that he himself has to know, not other people, not that other people should tell him. Yachol, you might have thought, afal b'she'ino machisho yehi pater. You might have thought that even if he doesn't contradict that testimony, that'd be pater. Tamalomar, oh, Hudai love, right? That, or if they tell him or they let him know, mikomakom, in any way that he knows that he did a chait, right? And even if it was something that lo machisho, even if he didn't contradict that testimony, like, where's the echidami? What's the case? What do you mean a case where he didn't contradict the edos that he got? Elam the asu trei. If you tell me there are two edim who came, and he doesn't say anything, so obviously, if two edim come and say, "Hey, buddy, you did this," and the guy just doesn't say anything, so kralamali, you don't need a puzzle to tell me that you have to listen to the witnesses. Ella, rather, must be love bechad. Really, must be a case where there's one witness, and if he contradicts him, so that mehemet, and he is believed. Now, and if he doesn't say, if the guy in question doesn't say anything, so we believe the Eid Echad. So Shmamina, Eid Echad Naman, apparently we see that Eid Echad Naman be Isurin. So the question says, how do you know? Dimishum Dimehemen, maybe it's not true that the Eid Echad is believed. Dilma Mishum Dikashosik, maybe the only reason we're going to make this guy bring in Korban Chatos is because the guy didn't say anything. And we have a concept of shtika ko dadam. If a person doesn't say anything, we assume that he's agreeing. But maybe if that's the reason. We don't say that necessarily we believe the guy. Because once the guy levies an accusation at him and then he doesn't say anything, it's as if that guy's giving himself a testimony that he agrees with what was just said, and it's as if he's saying it. And take that, you should know that that's true, meaning that you should, this is the reason. The Ketani Sefer, what happens in the Sefer? Not the Sefer of the Narmish, not the Sefer above by Chelev and Shuman by Fats. Amrushnaim achal the Chelev uomar lo achalti potter. So if two people come and say you ate Chelev, and he says, no, I didn't, so then he's potter. Rabbi Meir says that you were Chayev, not Rabbi Meir, Kal v'chomer. It makes sense, Kal v'chomer. I have you shnaim l'de misa chamura lo v'yu l'de korban akal. Didn't read that boil. Well, the Kal v'chomer is, if im have you shnaim l'de misa chamura, what would happen if two Edim would come and say, that guy killed somebody, or that guy was over the Avodah Zarah. So his testimony is irrelevant. So now that would be enough to kill him. So certainly, if two Edim come and say, this guy's Chayav Korban, so we should believe the Edim and not the guy. So I looked at him and said to him, wow, well, but yeah, but that's not a great Kal v'chomer, because Mayim Yirtza Lomar, Mezideisi, but a guy could just say, I did it on purpose. Right, and then he would be believed. We would believe they did it on purpose. Therefore, he's not chayav a korban, and so therefore we're going to believe him to say that he didn't do the avera at all. Right, that's a good question in terms of what mechanism that is. Is that like a miko or whatever? But okay, either way, we're going to believe him. So now the Gemara says, Reisha, my taima, lo mechayav rabbanan. So what's the reason the chachamim don't make him chayav a korban in the reisha? Right, ilim mishum de mehem and vatrei be'alma. Right, vafagav de kashu machishluhu. Right, im no mehem nevi kapatri rabbanan. Right, why in the world? I mean, if you tell me it's because Eid Echad is believed, right? We know that when they have two Edim, right? Even though the guy doesn't agree with him, right? We go based on the Edim. But here the Chachamim are pattering him. So clearly it's nothing to do with the witnesses and whether we believe the witnesses. Elolav Mishim Deshasik. It must be that because this guy is not saying anything. And we're assuming that the Shtika, right, when he's quiet, that's as if he's admitting it. So that's the reason why he's Chayav Korban, not because we're believing this Eid Echad. Ella rather Svarahu. Really, it makes a lot of sense. It's a logical thing that that's the reason why we're going to allow this woman to remarry based on Eid Echad. Just like a case where you have one piece of meat, one piece of fat, you're not sure if it's chaylev, which is aser kares, and one or it's kosher, normal, totally healthy fat. Meaning not healthy, but you know what I mean. The asa eid echad ve'amar bori li d'shumanu, and one guy comes along and says, I'm positive that this is mutter to eat. I mean, this is kosher fat. So the Gemara says d'mehemet. Right? He's believed. So just like we're going to be, you know, again, eid echad neman is by kashrus. So to over here, we believe that this woman is allowed to remarry. So the Gemara says mi dami. Well, that's not comparable at all. Ve'hasam los chazik yisura. That is a concept of is chazik yisura. What was the previous status of the item in question? Right? Previously, right, by the meat, there is no previous status. So this guy comes and says, I'm telling you it's kosher, beseder. But hachab over here by the woman, is chazak yisura, they should see, what do you mean? Oh, this woman's status, her prior status, is that she's married. And if you're going to uproot some sort of davar shebe'er, some sort of halacha regarding to arayos, so you need to have two eidim, you can't just use one eid. The Gemara says, no, that's more comparable to a case where you know this piece is chaylev. Right? And one guy comes and says, I'm telling you that that's kosher fat. And in that case, the lomah hemen, he's not believed to uproot the status of Isser, the chazakah of Isser. So the Gemara says, no, that's not comparable at all. That's not a good comparison. Because then in the case when you're telling me that there's chaylev, you know it's chaylev. 100 people coming by and say it's kosher, it's not kosher, right? It's still chaylev. You know it's aser. But over here, came to aser betray mehemni. But here, if you tell me there be, if, you know, was a case over here by the woman, her husband is gone. If you'd have two edim come and say that he died, so that we would believe them, right? So chad nami mehemni. So maybe over here, one also one aid should also be believed. So really, meaning to have a really, it's more comparable to a case of edim swearing about, you know, whether produce, whether you know, different types of fruit or I guess yeah, different types of grain is tevel, or whether an item was makdish to hektish or given to the Beis Hamikdash, or whether an item was sworn about, and we can set up a sort of isra. A person says konam, konamos is like we say by Rosh Hashanah, right? We say konam, it's as if a person says this, he swears he's not going to eat this item, or something like that. So the problem is that's not a good comparison either. What comparison are we making by ishus ish to any of these three cases? Hi, tevel yichidami. What's the case of tevel that's comparable to this ish, this woman who lost her husband went across the sea, we testify he's alive, etc. Edi day, if the tevel belongs to the edim, so we shouldn't be other l'takin. So we're going to believe him because he has something called biyado. The Gemara uses that if a person is biyado l'takin, if he's able to affect the status of the item, so we're going to believe him in terms of his status. So if it's his tevel, it's a beseder. But the edim has nothing to do with, right? That's not the edim is not what do you mean? It's not the husband coming and testifying. Ela da'acher, it must be that the comparable cases where this guy is testifying about someone else's produce, someone else's tevel, someone else's grain. But the problem is, Micah Savar, what's the logic over here? Right? Ika Savar Torah, Mishalo Al Shalchavero, Enutarach Taz Bailim. If you tell me that when a person is allowed to take truma from his own grain and potter the grain of a friend, his friend, right, someone else, right, and you don't need the other guy to know about it, right, that's not comparable to our case at all. That only works because Mishum B'Dibiyadu L'Takin, because he can do that, he has that koach. And if you tell me that you're holding that actually the other person needs to know about it and agree, and say that what's the edus over there that the edus coming and say, I know that this guy agreed to it. So I go for me, Nolan. Well, where do you even know that that's true? Right? How do you know that aid is necessarily believed? And Hekdesh Nami, Hekdesh also doesn't serve as a good parallel to our case. Because Ikdesh is Dalman, what kind of Hekdesh are we talking about? If it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, right, money-wise, it's property, the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't be other Liftoso. Well, like if anybody who's Makdesh something to the Beis HaMikdash, Kedush is Dalman, he can redeem it, he can just give them the money and take the item back. Ikdesh Sakuf, and if he's Makdesh the actual item itself, right, Ididei, if it's his own, so Mishum Diabdu Lishtudei Eleo. If it's his own Hekdesh that he did, Lishtudei Eleo, he's allowed to go to a Rav and get rid of that nether, right? He can annul, he can cancel, he can contradict that nether. El da'acher, so it must be a case where again, it's not biyado necessarily, right? Again, because our case of husband is not biyado, right? It's not the husband coming in and testifying. Or he's not, right? I guess, yeah. So it must be a case where the hekdesh is someone else's. Amar, and the testimony is, right? The edus is, Yadana be the ishtal mariyala. I know that this guy decided, he went to a rav and decided that he was able to get rid of his nether and was able to take off the hekdesh from his item. But he gufa minolam. But how do you know that that's actually true that we'll believe one aid in that case? And kanamos namin. So too, by the case of a shvuba, ikasavi yeshmi ilav a konamos. If you'll tell me that there's, that a konam is subject to the Isra Me'ila, Ukudush is Dhamim Nachaluhu. Again, you'll tell me that if you said that there's a status, took a konam is I said it a little bit incorrectly here. The konam here, we're saying that this is also going to have kedusha, right? So if you tell me that there's meila, which is an isra of using hekdesh inappropriately, right? Bishogeg. So if you'll tell me that there's meila by a konam case where you took a konam vow, kedushas damim nachdabehu, and it has kedushas damim, so it's the same as before, right? That's the same case as hekdesh, right? So since he can redeem it from hekdesh, so he has, it's biyado, and he's able to, we're going to believe him in terms of his status. Vikus over ein me'ila b'konamos, but if you tell me that there's no me'ila by konamos, so v'isr ba'amuhu d'rachiv alua kavte, and if you tell me there's no isr me'ila, meaning we're just saying this guy just stopped, took an isr to, I don't know, to not eat that bread or whatever, so edi day, if it's his own bread, mishum d'adir l'shtudilei, so again, same problem. He can go to a rav and get rid of that shavua. And la'acher, but if you're telling me it's someone else's bread, the amar, and the testimony is, the edus is, ani yadana d'ishtel mari aleha, I know this guy got rid of the iser on that bread. So I give him inolan. How do you know we're going to believe this one witness, right, about that? So ela, not rela, but amar Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera explains, that mitoch chomesh echmar aleha besofa hekalta aleha. But because of the chumrah, meaning because if you look at it, remember the Mishnah, right? All these chumrahs about a woman, she loses everything, right? If her husband comes back, right? And so right, she loses the ksuba, and the kids are mamzerim, etc., etc. So therefore, he got all that, right? We're going to be mako with her to allow her to remarry because she's going to take this seriously, right? Because we know that if there's some problem here, right, that and the husband does come back, she knows the risks, right? So she's not going to just rely on that either. She's going to try and figure it out because it's such a serious result if she's wrong, right? So she's going to go and figure out what exactly happened, and when she gets remarried, so we're going to base it on that either. But we're going to trust her to kind of dig a little deeper. The Gemara says, okay, but I don't understand. If you're going to be machmer at the end, so therefore you're meiko at the beginning. So lo la'achmer v'lo leiko. So just go in the middle. I mean, Why do you have to be machmer and then mekel just to kind of balance out? So Gemara says, yeah, mishum iguna ikulu b'rabbanan, because of the concept of aguna and rachman al flam, we don't want women to be stuck, so we're going to allow her to remarry in the case of Eid Echad. On the flip side, though, we're going to make sure that all these things happen, right, so that she will check it out, so that she doesn't take it lightly, right, and just start remarrying, right, even if there's sketchy, testimony over here. Okay. Shabbos is coming, so I'm not sure if we'll get to the two dots at the bottom of Peches and Beis, but let's go at least a little further. Then, Baruch Hashem, we have Chag Matan Torotenu to learn Shtark and go weiter. I think we finished the Perek over. It's not a long Perek. Maybe not. Is the Perek finished by in the Shavuos? Maybe not. Okay, either way. Matachlis, weiter. Tetzim Yizam Yizam. Again, if you remember in the first case, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, if she did remarry, so obviously she has to go and divorce both of them, or she can't stay married to either one. So Rav lo shana el shenish is be'edecha. Havanis is abishnayim edim lo teitzei. And Rav said that that's only if there's the edus and the reisha, right? Like there's one aid, and she remarried based on the reshus of Beis Din, right? That's only in that scenario, right? Then she has to leave both. But if she got remarried based on the edus of two edim, so then she does not need lotates, she does not need to leave. Now the question is, who does she not need to leave? So the Gemara is going to initially assume that she doesn't need to leave her new husband, the second marriage, and then the Gemara is going to have another understanding that she doesn't have to leave the first marriage. But okay, either way. So the Gemara says that machkulev marava, right? They laughed at this in Eretz Yisrael. They thought it was a joke, and they thought asa gavri v'kayv atam arta lotates. What do you mean? Her husband is back. I said, what do you mean she shouldn't leave the second husband? No, the first husband is back. What do you mean? If Rachman Tzlan, a woman who's married, and she just went and Stam got married some other dude, and the first husband's standing there, what do you mean the second marriage is irrelevant? It's not legit. It's not halachically binding. So the case is, or what Rav is saying, so the Gemara says, is that we don't actually recognize the first guy. First guy shows up and says, hey, it's me. It's, I don't know, it's 5 years later. Like we said before, with that Tom Hanks movie, it looks completely different, although I guess he didn't really look so different in the movie, but I guess he did when he came back. It looks completely different. Beard, long hair, suntan, I don't know, whatever. We don't know, we don't believe him that he's actually, we're not sure if this is actually the guy. So that's what Rob is saying, that she can stay married to the second guy. So the Gemara says, well, I don't understand. Well, if we don't know that this is the first husband, so what's one witness doing? It's no. It's also, why in the world will we make her leave based on Eid Echad? So the Gemara says, yeah, lo tzricha da'asu be'treivami. No. That's a case where we have two Edim, right? But we don't recognize the guy. Meaning we have two Edim. And what did they say? The Edom were with him the entire time. She's the one who doesn't recognize him. Meaning, if he's just a random dude who's claiming to be her husband, so that's nothing. But if you have two Edom and say, yeah, this is him, we were with him the whole time, and then she's like, I still don't recognize him, that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying, that Rav says you can stay with his second husband. So the Chetiv, because the Pazik says, right? And similarly, right, famous Rashi brings this, right? Vayakar Yosef is a Chav, when the brothers first came down to Yosef, right, Yosef recognized them, They didn't recognize him. Because Yosef was young when he left, 22 years later, he had a big beard. They didn't recognize him. But he recognized them because they more or less looked the same. So the Ramban, I think if I'm not mistaken, on the Torah, says very good, makes a sharp point. He says, I don't understand. The older brother's fine. The older brothers, right, were years older than Yosef. But the Yosef was born around the same time as Zvul, Yisachar, Zvulun, God, Asher. Right? It's not they were probably about the same age. So I think the Ramban says there that, yeah, in Echanami, since he recognized Reuven, Shimon, Levi, so then he realized that, okay, everybody else must be the rest of them. But in Echanami, that he didn't, the first, right, they didn't change so much. Okay, either way. But Taka, the Gemara just says now, still, I understand. The case is, Rav, now we're understanding that according to Rav, if you have two Eidim that say this is the husband, so Rav says, right, and she doesn't recognize him, Rav says she can say the second husband. I understand. And it says, so training him. Right? If you tell me that, again, what happened, she remarried based on two Eidim that the husband died. Right? Now you have two Eidim that says that this is the husband. So that's Trey. That's two Eidim versus two Eidim. Right, and what's the halacha when you have two and two? So if a woman has a bia for that, I said asham tali. Asham tali is a korban that you're not sure, right? If you violate an iser, right? That should be a korban asham tali. We're concerned that there's an iser here. How can you stay married? You can bring an asham tali. We're not sure if there's an avera. You're going to keep committing that avera. So Rav Sheshi says kigosh nisis the echad meida. Now the case is she married one of the Edom, right? Meaning, again, one of the Edom who testified that the guy died. So it's not a suffix whether they're living be'isser. This guy is sure, they are sure that the husband died. That was the testimony. So she's married to the first set of Edom. She's one to one of the first set of Edom. He gufa b'shem tali kaima. Okay, that's good for him. I mean, he's not sure if he's doing an isser, but she's not sure if she's doing an isser. Right now, you have two Edom for her. We have two versus two for her. I mean, in Echanami, that the husband, the second husband, doesn't have to bring Asham Tali because he testified that the husband, first husband, died. But what about her? So Bamera is buried. She says, "I'm positive this is not the right guy." Well, that's when she says, "Yeah, I know this is not the right guy. This is not my first husband." So okay, Yachil Ma'ala Memra. Well, if that's true, you don't need to tell me, right, that they can stay married. Right, sorry, afilu Rabbi Menachem Bar Biyosi, lo kama elav shavo edim, ve'achakach nises. Right, even Rabbi Menachem Bar Biyosi, which we're going to see in a second, he only says that they were not sure if the second marriage is good when edim came, and then they got married. Aval nises v'achakach bo edim, but in our case, when they got married, and then edim showed up, lo amar, he has no problem with the woman staying in the second marriage. What are we talking about? Like this, the Tanya Shmuel and Abayis, Shnayim Omri Meis, Again, you have two conflicting Edom. Two say that the guy died, and two say that he didn't die. Shnayim omrim nisgarsha, shnayim omrim lo nisgarsha, or same thing by divorce. Harezu lo tinase, right? So she's not allowed to get remarried. Then niseis lo teitse. But if she did remarry, so then we don't make her leave. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi omar, Tate that he says that she does have to leave the second husband, right? And Amar Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi Amos under me Omer Tate. When does he say that's that she has to leave? That's as we said before. That's only if the Edom came first and then she got remarried. But if she got married first and then two Edom came, so they raised a little Tate. She would agree that she doesn't have to leave. So you don't have to tell me that, Rav. So the Gemara says, "Ki ka'amar Rav, nami b'zman shavo edim ve'achar kach niseis lefuke midi Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yosi." Yeah, nechanami. So when Rav is saying that's even in the first case, meaning he's against Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yosi, he's saying that even when she got married after the second edim came, igidami. Some people say the time of the niseis v'achar b'o edim. That really the reason is that what we're saying is because she got married and then edim came. Avabo edim v'achar kach niseis. But he would agree with Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Meaning that he would agree with that. Meaning that Rav was saying that he holds like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Okay, either way, meaning we can fit it in with that brisa. Masif Rava. Rava asked the question. I understand. Rava says one second. The brisa says minayin she'im lo rotza dafno. This is the din that basically if this is talking about a kohen. If you think of Rashi straight across, pretty much. V'nein she'im lo rotza kohen leis kadesh min tuma u'minashim psulos. Meaning, if the kohen doesn't want to avoid marrying someone that's usher to him, or does not want to avoid becoming tamei. So dafna, so they beat him. I mean, they hit him until he doesn't do it. Tamalom Rav Kiddush To by Bal Kocho. They have to make him kadosh, meaning the kohen is extra kadosh right against their will. So the Gemara says hechidami. I understand. What's the case? Right? If you tell me that she did not marry one of the edim that said that the husband died, and then married a kohen, veloka amra barili, or she didn't say that I'm positive that the first husband is dead. So tzucha lemeir dafna, right? You don't need to tell me that you can beat her until they separate, right? Because that's also, and that's straight up. We're not sure, right? What's going on over here? Right? There could be that there's a bia that makes the woman usher, and makes her into a zona, right? And so certainly, Beis Din is obligated to make sure that the kohen refrains from a woman that's usher to him. It's elalav. No, it must be Denise's nakameida that she's marrying one of the witnesses, v'kamra barili, and she says I'm positive that my husband is dead. Because then I don't know. And still in that case, right? The Beis Din has to, you know, make sure that they separate. Apparently, we take them away, meaning we don't let him. I mean, it must be our case of Suffolk, but we're not sure what the deal is, and still Beis Din takes the Kohen away from this woman. So Kumar says, Isser Guna Shiny, Enochanami, that Kohanim are different. That Enochanami, that we're going to be make sure that by a Kohen, we're going to be extra Machmer because they have an extra Kedusha, but by a regular guy, so she would be allowed to stay with a second husband. Iboy Seema, or another answer, my Dafno, Dafno Beidim. What do you mean? It doesn't mean they're hitting him, but it means they're bringing other Edim, right, to kind of back up the fact that this is usher. Or you could tell me, right? Or the case is where Edim came first and then they got married. Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, and this is Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's usher for them to stay together. Okay, now again, Rav Ashi says that my lo tetei to come Rav. What does Rav mean again? Remember, we had two possibilities. When Rav said lo tetei, she doesn't need to leave the husband. Is that the second husband or the first husband? So we've been talking about this whole discussion is assuming that it's the second husband. So Rav Ashi says no. It's actually lo tetei meiteri risho, meaning we're not allowed to leave. She does not have to leave the first husband, meaning she can stay with the original guy. So Kumar says, one second, Rav Chada Zimna. But Rav already said this. That's not Nisa, because we're done the Mishnah, that Nisa is below Rishus Muteres Lachsolo. If she married without Rishus, meaning if she married with two Edim, right, without Rishus of Beis Din, which is better, meaning she had two Edim, she can go back to the first husband. So Rav is coming to say, this is the halacha. So Kumar says, yeah, sort of. Chada Mikol de Charvatan Itmar. Right, Rav didn't say all of the, I mean, yes, in Echanami, this is what Rav said, but he was saying through a bunch of other things, and it was an assumption that they made, meaning Rav said it only once. But Tachlis is, right, they were understanding an implication from Rav, from other statements, and that's where we got it from. Okay, meaning, but Tachlis, that's what Rav was saying. Let's try and get to the 2,000, even though I'm just looking up at the clock here. It's coming up. Amar Shmuel says, Lo Shalom Machashaso. And the case is, when a woman get remarried based on this Eid Echad, right, that's only if she doesn't disagree. Meaning, she says that it's not, meaning that the guy who came back is not her husband, so then lo tetzei. Then she doesn't have to go and get rid of the second marriage and leave the second husband. So Gemara says, "V'may askinan." What is Shmuel saying? That if she says this is not my husband who came back, so that she can stay with her second husband. If you tell me it's two Edim that came to say this with the husband and says this is the first husband, who cares if she disagrees? Obviously, that she has no koach against two Edim. So Ella Bechad must be that there's one aid that comes to say that this is her husband. So Gemara says, "Time of the Machasho." So Hashaska Teitzei. Well, seemingly that seems to imply that if she would be quiet, so then she would have to get rid of the second husband. Right? That, and the only reason she can stay with the second husband is because she disagreed with him with the Eid Echad. But Ula said, "But one second, but Ula said that any time you're going to believe in Eid Echad, that's as if there are two Edim. And obviously, right, when a woman's not able to contradict two Edim, says, the case is that no, these Edim are psulei edus, they're avadim or whatever, they're psulei edim, they're related or something like that. Right? So they're not actual not actually good Eidim. And it's like Rabbi Nechemiah Shita. The Tanya is one of the Rabbis. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, I call Magam Shamina Torah Eidechad, Halach Acha Rov Deos. Whenever the Torah believes one Eidim, one Eid, we go based on Rov Deos. Right, meaning that we go based on the majority of the Eidim who are testifying. Right, and then if they take two women versus one man, is like two men versus one man. Meaning we go based on how many, we go based on numbers. So therefore that's the case with the Psule Eidim. But we're holding, right, like these, that these two Eidim outnumber, right, the one woman. And we don't believe the one woman versus the two. Or you could say kol echad asa edechad kasher meikara, right? Afilu mei nashi beeda kidei echad danyan. No. Or you can understand that no. Whenever you have a good eid echad, a regular guy says this is the husband. So even 100 women, right, are also considered to be one eid, and then you have one versus one. How come my askina, when Shmuel said that if she contradicts him, we believe her, and if he doesn't, right, she has to leave. So what's that case? What's Shmuel's halacha? Kigon asa isha meikara. The eidos came from a woman, right? And then we have two Eidim, meaning the first original Eidim saying that he died was a woman, and then you have two Eidim that are possible, right, came and said against her that he actually is still alive and said this is the husband. V'tirtza l'Rabbi Nechemiah Hachi. And then you can understand Rabbi Nechemiah's shita like this. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, kol makom she'amin Torah Eid Echad, halach acharov deyos, right? Whenever you have an Eid Echad believed, we go based on, right, however, numbers. And also shtei nashim ki isha achas. And they made two women like one woman. And two men, right, when they're puzzle, right, that's like one man. Meaning that's as if we don't believe. I'm reading poorly. When they have two women versus one man, it's as if it's two men versus one man, and we don't believe the single guy. Right? But if two women versus one man, that's kapago pagodami. That is going to be an half and half, and you don't have we don't go based on the two. So therefore, we believe the first woman, the eid, the first woman who said that the husband died, and we don't necessarily believe the second one. Okay, I said that a little quick. I probably have to chazer that last piece a little bit, but we'll stop here. And we'll go vayta and the geshas over Shabbos and Yom Tov. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.